Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today I have a very important topic to talk about, and that is television is a programming device. Now this is the topic. So this was a question actually asked by one of my listeners. 2 days back I received an email in which one of my listeners asked me that whether Ted, do you feel TV is a programming device? Because in one of your episode you might have mentioned that TV is a programming device. Now so his question was actually, first of all, how also I have explained it, but not in that depth. So because I just said in one particular, or even I don't know whether I made an episode on it or not, specific to television, but let me today make it, because I received an email and in which queries are being asked regarding you said TV is a programming device. So let me brief it out. So yes, my friends, this is the reality. TV is a programming device. It has the power to program you. Now this is the red pill. Now people will definitely be asking me how Ted, TV is a programming device. We are getting lots and lots of news from television. How you can say that? I think now I am getting something like I might have made an episode on television, so you can watch that too, but let me again brief it out since it has been asked. So I am not sure whether I have made an episode on it already, or I am just making a new one. So let me, if at all I have made, let me make it again so that I can share some new points that I am having right now. So let me begin, let me continue. So see, TV is a programming, yes, TV is a programming device. This is a very important question. Now how, this is very important. Now how? Because TV has that capability of entering any bad thoughts or any ideas into your mind, and you won't be getting, because it is not getting into your conscious mind, it is getting subliminally. Now what does this mean? It is means secretly. So subliminally means secretly it is getting into your mind without your even without your presence of mind also. You will not be thinking about that, you will be ignoring that, but indirectly that thought, that bad thought or whatever, it get into your subconscious, not conscious. See, just think your mind as your conscious mind. Why I'm saying, because various people are having different views on it, and some are very confused. So let me clear this confusion too. See, conscious mind means that is RAM. Okay, tomorrow I will be making an episode on subconscious and conscious, so that you can get more clarity about how to take care of your subconscious and how to reprogram your subconscious mind. Now this is very important thing. Tomorrow I will be making an episode on how to reprogram your subconscious mind. Now so let me proceed. So yes, television is literally a programming device. Now I have told you that you are seeing, let's say you are watching an ad, then you might be seeing that ad and you might be ignoring that ad, but it is, as I have just now told, subliminally it is secretly getting into your mind. Now how it is happening, now let me tell you. This is totally subconscious or conscious. Subconscious you can think as hard disk, and conscious you can think at RAM. So whatever you are seeing in the television, now that is not getting into your RAM. Why? Very good question. Because RAM is controlled by the negative force, RAM is always controlled by negative force. 24/7 you are getting bad thoughts, bad ideas and all that. What is that? That is, and it keeps running in your mind 24/7. If you are sitting, let's say sitting idle, you are not doing anything at your desk, then you will be getting all these thoughts in your mind, negative thoughts or whatever. So that is conscious mind, and as I have already told you, we are controlled 99% of the time by the negative forces. So that conscious mind is always in touch, getting influenced by the negative forces. Now, but do you think that negative force can't affect your subconscious mind? Yes, it can. How it is affecting? Whatever you have watched, that porn and all that nonsense till now, that is stored in that subconscious, and it is, and the negative force is always loading that or those lusty images and all that, or videos, porn videos and all that nonsense, from the subconscious to your conscious all the time. So this is the thing that is happening. And now, why television is a programming device? Because as I have already told you, negative force controls, it's the world of negative forces. So negative force is controlling the media. That means the mind of the people who are making advertisement, who are working in television industry, who are working with televisions. So negative force is controlling that, their mind. So they are putting all the lusty and all that negative images, lusty boobs and all that nonsense in front of you as an ad. You are seeing that, but you are ignoring. You are thinking that, oh, that's okay, and you are taking it okay, and that's automatically getting sifted into your subconscious. From conscious, it's getting reloaded into your subconscious, getting stored into it. And now since you got these kind of all the lusty, bad, evil images, videos in your mind, now the job of negative force is done. Why? Because now it can simply do loading process. It will just be loading from your subconscious to your conscious, and you will be thinking, why I'm feeling like lusty, why I'm doing, thinking about masturbation, porn, seeing porn and sex and all that, why I'm saying that even right now I should work, right now I should study, it's my studying time. But why it is happening? It is happening because you have committed that mistake of seeing the fucking TV, that evil TV. See, let me be very clear with you. TV is an evil device. I must also say that. Let me add to it. TV is an evil device because it's a device that is controlling the entire world, and negative force controls everybody. So it is negative force controls the minds of the people, and they are putting all the lusty and all the evil things into the television, and people are watching like episode like HBO, and there are some adult unrated and all that web series, and there is something called as FTV and all that, fashion TV. So what is all that? That is just the things that are done by the negative forces, by controlling the minds of the people. So that's why throw that shit out. Even you can't throw, let's say I'm also having, my parents are also using seeing that TV, but I can't do anything. I can't just control my mind. I can't control everybody's mind. Like my brother is also watching right now. So I have already told you, you have a choice. You always have a choice. So blue-pilled fools will be doing that thing. But the person who is in the path of red pill, who is in path of liberation, that is moksha, then they must take a different choice. They have to do the things abnormally. Because in this material world, you will be seen as an abnormal being. But in reality, you are normal and others are abnormal. Or going abnormal. So this is the thing that you have to understand. Like for instance, let me tell you one very simple thing, and then I will be wrapping it up. Like the case of, let's say you are watching a film star and or even some rich people. See, I'm not talking about good billionaires. Like if you are taking the case of even Microsoft, that Bill Gates. If you will be seeing Bill Gates, then you won't be finding Audi and all that everywhere. he's having lots and lots of Audi, he's having lots and lots of BMW, Lamborghini, you won't be finding that with Bill Gates. So that's why if you are looking up to Bill Gates, then it is okay, because he is not using wealth like crazy. But if you are seeing a film star, you are seeing any film star, whether it's from different Bollywood, Hollywood, or even some Chinese or Japanese movie, so that does not matter, in whichever country, that does not matter. But what matters is that if you are looking up to them, then you will find they are using the best of the best, they are roaming in the best car, they are roaming in the best motorbike vehicles, they are having private jets. So the moment you are seeing in those, from where you are getting these evil ideas? Because the reality is nobody, not everybody will be getting that much wealth, and there is no, I have already made an episode, no need to go mad by money, because it can make you mad, and the negative force will then play with your mind and making your mind to think about evil and all that. So I'm just saying that who is now making you to think about private jets and all that? Just television, it's the television. If you are not having or not seeing, at least right now, as I have just now told you, my brother is also watching TV right now. So does that mean I will watch? I am not watching that. So I am not watching that. Then even though, but you might be having one question that, Ted, you are not watching, but you might be listening. You can't close your ear in front of my family. Yes, I am not closing. So see, at least I can restrict it to at whatever extent possible, like whatever I am listening, so that does not affect that much. Then when I will be seeing that TV content, that programming, and while walking towards my toilet only, I am just, whatever sound is coming in my ear, then I have to accept it, because I can't tell them I am red pill and all that. They won't be even able to understand what is red pill and blue pill. So this is the reality of it. So at least this much you can do but when I will be working, then at that time I won't be having television. So does that mean when my family member will visit, so I will be having TV for them only? But that does not mean I will be turning it on, that nonsense. And people are saying that for news purpose, they are telling, you will be finding various people who will be saying that for news I am just listening. Then for news, for some important, if it is important, then for that, if you are just watching television, then that's okay. But that does not mean you will be watching for serials and all that. Because the reality is, even if you are watching news, then also you will be getting fear, like right now we all are facing COVID-19. Now what is that? That is actually a fear that is coming from the television. If you stop watching that, then it will reduce to certain extent. So that is the thing. But at least for news, if you are using, then it's okay. But you will be finding ads and all that nonsense, even that. But okay, for that, if you are doing, then I that's okay, no issues. But if apart from that, if you are using television, then you are just creating a hell for yourself, because your mind will just be influenced by the negative force, and negative force will then play loading work with you. Loading games will be played by you from subconscious to conscious, and again from conscious to subconscious. It will be keep on loading the things, the evil things into your mind. So let me wrap it up. So okay, bye-bye. I think you get the point.